The ultimate guide to resume formatting. 5 expert tips to impress recruiters. As a job seeker, you know that your resume is your ticket to getting hired. It's the first thing that recruiters and hiring managers see, and it's the document that can make or break your chances of getting an interview. But did you know that the way you format your resume can be just as important as the content you include? In this ultimate guide to resume formatting, I'll share 5 expert tips to help you impress recruiters and land your dream job. The importance of resume formatting. When it comes to job applications, first impressions really do matter. Your resume is your chance to make a great first impression, so it's important that it looks professional and well-organized. A poorly formatted resume can be difficult to read, and it might not even make it past the initial screening process. Recruiters and hiring managers are busy people, and they don't have time to sift through pages of irrelevant information. They want to see a clear and concise summary of your skills and experience that demonstrates why you're the best candidate for the job. That's where resume formatting comes in. How to captivate recruiters with your resume format. Creating an impressive resume format is all about making it easy to read and understand. Here are some tips to help you grab the recruiter's attention. Create an easy-to-read document with white space and decent margins. One of the most important things you can do to make your resume easy to read is to use plenty of white space. This means leaving some blank space around the edges of your document and between different sections. It might be tempting to try to cram as much information as possible onto one page, but this can make your resume look cluttered and difficult to read. Similarly, you should use decent margins to ensure that your text is not too close to the edge of the page. A margin of at least 1 inch on all sides will help your resume look professional and balanced. Use headings, subheadings, and bullet points to highlight key points. Another way to make your resume easy to read is to use headings, subheadings, and bullet points to break up the text and highlight important information. This makes it easier for recruiters to scan your resume and quickly identify your key skills and achievements. For example, you might use a heading like professional experience to introduce a section where you list your previous jobs. Under each job title, you could use bullet points to highlight your responsibilities and achievements. Write concise content that showcases your relevant skills and achievements. When it comes to resume content, less is often more. You don't need to include every detail of your work history or education. Instead, focus on the skills and achievements that are most relevant to the job you're applying for. Use concise language to describe your accomplishments, and try to use action verbs to make your sentences more dynamic. For example, instead of saying "I was responsible for managing a team," you might say "I led a team of 6 employees and increased productivity by 20%. Use short sentences and figures to create an outcome-focused resume. Recruiters and hiring managers are interested in outcomes, not just responsibilities. They want to see evidence that you have made a positive impact in your previous jobs. To demonstrate this, you can use short sentences and figures to quantify your achievements. For example, instead of saying "I increased sales," you might say "I increased sales by 25% in my first year with the company." This gives the recruiter a clear idea of the impact you had in your previous role. Keep your resume to 2 pages and clear and concise. Finally, it's important to keep your resume to 2 pages or less. Recruiters and hiring managers are busy people, and they don't want to spend too much time reading your resume. Keep it clear and concise, and only include the information that is most relevant to the job you're applying for. Impressive information to include in your resume to increase your chances of landing the job. In addition to the formatting tips above, there are some key pieces of information that you should include in your resume to increase your chances of landing the job. Contact information. Make sure your contact information is up to date and easy to find. Include your full name, phone number, email address, and LinkedIn profile, if you have one. Professional summary. Start your resume with a brief professional summary that highlights your key skills and qualifications. This should be no more than 2 or 3 sentences. Education and certifications. List your education and any relevant certifications or training programs you've completed. Include the name of the institution, the degree or certificate you earned, and the date you graduated. Relevant work experience. List your previous work experience in reverse chronological order, starting with your most recent job. For each job, include the job title, the name of the company, and the dates of employment. Use bullet points to highlight your responsibilities and achievements. Skills. Include a section that lists your key skills. This might include technical skills, soft skills, or language skills. Common mistakes to avoid in resume formatting. Now that you know what to include in your resume, let's talk about some common mistakes that you should avoid. using an unprofessional email address. Make sure your email address is professional and appropriate for job applications. Avoid using personal email addresses that might be inappropriate or unprofessional. Using an inconsistent format. Make sure your resume is consistent in terms of font, spacing, and formatting. This makes it easier to read and gives it a more professional look. Using too many fonts or colors. Stick to one or two fonts and use black text on a white background. Using too many fonts or colors can make your resume look cluttered and difficult to read. Including irrelevant information. Only include information that is relevant to the job you're applying for. Don't include irrelevant work experience or personal information that might be inappropriate. Conclusion, the ultimate guide to creating a winning resume format. Creating a winning resume format is all about making it easy to read and understand. Use plenty of white space, headings, and bullet points to break up the text and highlight important information. Write concise content that showcases your relevant skills and achievements, and use short sentences and figures to create an outcome-focused resume. Include key pieces of information like your contact information, professional summary, education and certifications, relevant work experience, and skills. Avoid common mistakes like using an unprofessional email address, an inconsistent format, too many fonts or colors, or irrelevant information. By following these expert tips, you will be able to create a resume that impresses recruiters and helps you land your dream job. Unlock your potential with the number one Houston staffing agency. Find your dream job or top talent now.